From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S.-backed Kurdish forces shelled by Turkey. Turkish troops have shelled positions in Syria controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu confirmed the attack and demanded the YPG withdraw from the town of Azaz and from a nearby airbase. The Turkish shelling continued Sunday. The Kurdish rebels have been battling for more than a week against a Russian-backed offensive by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced last week a plan for a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Voters in the Central African Republic went to the polls Sunday in the final round of presidential elections and a rerun of elections for the National Assembly.
Polling stations were relatively quiet this morning, with just a trickle of people voting at several centres, but in the afternoon, VOA saw many more people arriving to vote. The first round of the legislative elections last month was so flawed with irregularities, the results were cancelled. The head of the African Union Election Observer Mission in CAR said this time round the polling stations seemed to have enough ballot papers. Nick Long, Bungie.
The Israeli army says three Palestinian teens were shot and killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank Sunday. In one incident, the army said two teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin. When the military forces arrived, the teens opened fire, the soldiers returned fire, and two 15-year-olds were killed. This is VOA News. With the death of Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court could be facing a divisive ideological split during its current term. The court is considering cases involving abortion, immigration policy, religious liberty, and affirmative action in college admission. Scalia was often one of five justices in the majority in contentious 5-4 rulings. If the court, minus the conservative Scalia, splits on a 4-4 vote, lower court rulings would remain in effect, but without setting a precedent. The death of Justice Scalia brought calls from conservatives for President Barack Obama to not nominate a replacement during his last year in office. Their hope is that a Republican will win the November election, allowing for a more conservative justice to take the seat and preserve the narrow conservative majority in the court. By waiting for the next president to take office in January 2017, Scalia's seat would be vacant for at least 342 days. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. That's an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. In recent days, al-Shabaab fighters killed individuals accused of collaborating with the African Union mission in Somalia in the town of Marka. Al-Shabaab posted pictures of a bullet-riddled body labeled collaborator. Hundreds of thousands of Roman Catholics gathered in Mexico City suburb on Sunday to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. The pontiff's message, expected to be of hope and solidarity, takes place in an outdoor field in a region plagued by warring drug cartels and infamous for a spate of disappearances of women. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all of the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan. The U.S. State Department has called for the release of three Iranian opposition members held under house arrest without charge. Mehdi Karoubi, Mir Hussein Mousavi, both candidates in the 2009 presidential election, have spent 5 years in house arrest along with Mousavi's wife. Haitian lawmakers have chosen legislative leader Jo Salerme Privert as the country's interim president to fill the void left by the recent departure of former President Michel Martelly. Privert received the nod from his fellow lawmakers after a lengthy legislative session that lasted from Saturday into Sunday. Brevert said after the votes, he hopes to lead a government that will foster confidence within all sectors of society. A new election will be held in coming months. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.